It is so good to hear that music again, my friends. Did you miss it? Did you miss it, Adam Ray?
I missed it a lot, man.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is the About Last Night show. We are back. Same settings, different network, and not only are we back with a broadcast, but my partner is back, Adam Ray. Welcome back, Adam.
Where's the fake applause, Gint? You usually have a sound effect when you do the fake applause.
we're still working out.
Can you turn me up at least a little bit on the mic?
And ladies and gentlemen, here's what happened.
I was gone for a while.
You are gone, and if you're listening to us right now, we were on Toad Hop Network, which we have nothing but love for, but we are now on GoCast Network. And basically what happened, it was sort of a situation where, you know, sometimes mommy and daddy get a divorce, but right. You love mommy and you
sure.
love daddy.
Sure.
But you got to go somewhere.
Sure.
You got to go live.
You can't see both families equally.
Exactly. And so that's
you got to eat at somebody's house.
Right. And so that's pretty much what happened. Also, congratulations to Frank Kramer, who runs Toad Hop Network, who is now the brand new host of the morning show on KLOS out here in Los Angeles. The Heidi and Frank show, which was on Toad Hop Network, is now going to be on terrestrial radio here in Los Angeles. So congratulations to them. And that was another one of the reasons why we had to come here to GoCast, who we love, because they have a relationship with KLOS. And me, I have a relationship with K-Rock out here in Los Angeles. So I couldn't cheat on K-Rock because they have been great to me. Kevin and Bean show are amazing out here in Los Angeles. They also have a very good podcast. And so I couldn't be having hands in two pots. So here we are at GoCast Network and couldn't be happier.
Couldn't be happier. Things are already jamming. They've already decorated in the studio with some
with nothing,
you know, with some walls. And some,
yeah, exactly.
There's a smoke alarm still here. That's
right.
Cool.
Well, here's the thing, guys. And by the way, we've been out on the road, and I'm getting fans constantly, no matter what state I go to, no matter what comedy club I go to, are coming up to me saying we love the podcast. Thank you for doing that. And now, since we're starting up on the new network, please, this is the time. Tell your friends. Let them know that you have a great podcast that you listen to, that we are the go-to source for all Jew and dwarf-related news.
By the way, there is no
news.
Other Jew-dwarf
no other
combo. Like,
no
are,
other.
There are lots of other – we're two white guys. We're a couple of black guys. We're a black guy and a Jew. We're a Jew and a black guy.
Yeah, exactly. But – no Jew-dwarf combos.
You know what, though? Let me ask this real quick. There are other Jews doing podcasts. Clearly,
absolutely.
Jews
yeah.
run this business.
Sure.
This business
you do.
Bleeds podcasts.
I had to go to a synagogue just to get permission to get on the air today.
Well, that makes sense to me. To me. Thank you. I mean, wait, L'chaim means to life. You know, there was
okay,
a Jew in the crowd last night who said L'chaim to me. This was at SC, by the way. Did a show at USC.
You did a show at our alma mater.
The welcome back. It was like
USC.
The welcome back week.
That's the big show.
Yeah.
It was
holy
crap.
In McCarthy Quad, and I hosted it.
Yeah.
And TJ Miller, Gerard Carmichael, and Dion Cole were on it.
Oh, that's great.
About 400 kids in the quad. Dude, it was crazy, man. I was right next to, I mean, you know, obviously we both went there, but my dorm, that quad, there's like six dorms that, like, you know, engulf it, and mine was right to the right. And I was looking at it, and I was like, God, I'm just getting flooded back with memories of studying late, of cramming on papers, of walking in my roommate, jerking off three times a week.
Wow.
And then I went to this whole point about telling all these freshmen, I was like, you guys, I was like, get on this, I was like, figure out each other's schedules, like, ASAP.
I go, jerk off schedules?
Yeah, unless you really, well, just your schedules in general. I go, just to know when you're there and when you're not there. I go,
right.
unless you want to leave it up to the element of surprise and really getting to know each other. I go, because nothing says, hey, we're best friends, like seeing you grabbing your dick really hard at 3 o'clock.
That's trust right there.
Like, oh, yeah. As soon as you see that, and I was like, just figure out when you're going to be, who's coming home when, because, or let that, because if that happens right off the bat, I feel like, you know, you're, I don't know. I think you're going to be great friends if that happens right away.
And you're still comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Right. And, I mean, once you can look another man in the eye after you've seen that man's dick in his hand.
Totally.
That's trust.
Yeah, totally. It's almost like the way people say it, like, with relationships. Like, if, you know, she farts in front of you pretty early on. Like,
and then you know. You're
just like, all right, well, I can either deal with that or I'm not going to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know.
That's perfect. Now, this is just a side note. Have you ever been caught jerking off?
And I thought about that actually when I was talking to the kids about it.
When I was talking
to the kids about jerking off.
Oh, you're regular old Mr. Rogers there.
Kids. Now, Lubriderm might be the go-to lotion of sorts, but I got to be honest. If you use soap from Irish Springs.
Irish Spring!
And you're also eating Lucky Charms and
there
and
you go.
Playing some sort of Celtic jig in the background.
And then you have a dwarf standing next to you going, ha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Sitting next to you. He's the one jerking you off.
Well, hey, now. We haven't covered that in our agreement.
Wait, now we're going in a little bit of a round. All right, let me okay. Well, let me my question was going to be like, all right,
sure.
Well, let me stick to this.
First show back, people. Yeah. We're getting back into
yeah.
it.
Yeah, have I gotten caught jerking off?
No,
I don't think I have.
Oh,
I honestly
man.
And the first thing that comes to my head is my mom, not because
yeah.
that's what I jerk off to, but I'm thinking like what
Oedipus complex.
Like who because that's usually who catches you, right?
Right, right.
Because
right.
that's when you're starting.
I got caught by my mom.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. Is when I first started jerking off, like, because no one sits you down and teaches you how to jerk off. No one's, at least that didn't happen to me.
Well, it depends what kind of money your parents have to put you in jack-off school.
That's true.
It's expensive. The classes aren't cheap.
My son goes to a private masturbation academy. I don't know about your son.
I don't know what
public jerk-off facilities are.
They're so dirty.
Oh,
the so teachers bad. Are so untrained.
Fred Willard taught my son how to masturbate. Fred Willard and Pee Wee Herman were the faculty at his masturbation university.
Like Pee Wee right there.
Yeah, pretty decent. So no one taught me how. I didn't know how.
Sorry.
So how I first started jerking off is I would literally...
By Brad Williams.
Yeah.
Sounds like...
Yeah, this is my first book.
A one act by Brad Williams.
Exactly. My first time jerking off, I would literally hump my mattress. Like, I would just hump the
what?
Shit out of it. Yeah. I was like, and maybe it's because my arms, as a dwarf, they're so small I can't even reach my cock when I'm standing up. But
sure.
No one taught me how. I thought, okay, well, when you have sex, you hump, so I should start training and get the humping motion
now,
down.
Now, what influenced that logic? I mean, did you just kind of you're like, well, the couch is there for sitting, but it's not. Like, let's think outside the box here and put it to use in other forms.
Yeah, so...
Or did you see, like, a little slit and you were like, I bet my dick could fit there.
At that time, yeah. Basically, it's kind of like what I said, where I thought, well, like, I knew how sex happened. I knew what you did for sex at that time.
No, let me just hold up a second.
Yeah.
What did you think? Because that's a great... How old were you at this point?
13?
Jerking off at 13.
12, 13, something like that.
So yeah. When you said I knew what happened with sex, what did you know, though? Like, what were your...
Oh, no.
Because obviously what you would describe sex to somebody now, to 13-year-old Brad, would be a lot different than what you were told at 13.
Absolutely. Well,
we just told the basic.
When a man falls in love with the woman he meets at a nightclub that night...
Sometimes the penis becomes erect. Do you remember those videos in fifth grade?
Oh.
I've never laughed harder in my entire life.
When
you would see
the
silhouette of the guy be like, the penis is filled with blood.
He's like doing like a Transylvanian voice. The penis is filled with blood. You might look down and see one vein, two vein, three veins while you're masturbating.
You know what's great about that right there? You just did a count, and the guy who did the count died.
He just passed away. Yes, that's a little tribute to him. And I'm thinking that's how he would want to be remembered.
You know, man. He and let me just say this real quick. We're going off on a lot of tangents here, but Jerry Nelson, the voice of the count, and the voice of Robin, Kermit's nephew, he was like one of the original like five. Like when Jim Henson and Frank Oz started, he was in that group. Like, yeah, he was 78, man. He was like in the fucking crew. So that's a bummer, man.
It is, but yeah. Well, at least the Elmo guy is still
like,
here.
I love how you were like, yeah, it is.
It
man.
Is.
We were talking about jerking off,
and now we're depressed. But the Elmo guy is still alive, and he's black, which makes it more cool. I don't know why.
He also does Splinter.
What?
What? Yeah, dude.
Wait, of what? The cartoon show?
So the guy who goes, no, of Splinter, like, from all the Turtles movies, like...
Oh, the good ones.
Michelangelo, Donatello,
yeah.
Leonardo.
That's Elmo?
That guy also does...
Wow, that guy's got range.
Yeah, incredible, right?
Holy crap. That's great. How I learned about sex in terms of what happens...
Sure.
My parents didn't want to sit down and have the talk with me. They just didn't want to do it, so they bought me a book. And I still remember the book.
How Dwarves Fuck?
Yes. How Dwarves Fuck.
By R.L. Stein.
By R.L. Stein with a foreword from Warwick Davis and Billy Barty. Yes. How Dwarves Fuck.
The prologue by Dr. Seuss.
Right, exactly. I still remember what the book was called. It was called What's Happening to My Body, Book for Boys.
Awesome. Of course. Yeah. Just don't sugarcoat it. Just tell us what's happening.
Just tell me why I'm getting hairs down there. Sure. That's it. That's all I want to know.
Well, I'm getting hairs down there. That actually probably would have been a better title.
Tell me why I'm getting,
tell
hairs,
me why
down
I'm getting
there.
Hairs down there.
That'd be a great puberty book, right?
It would.
Tell me why I'm getting hairs down there.
It would.
Yeah, just kind of modernize it. Don't be all official.
Because also, even when you're 7 or 8, well, when are you getting hairs down there? Probably 10, 11?
Yeah, something like that. Kind of sprout. I started early. I know that. And then you're a hairy motherfucker, so you probably started early.
You know what, though? I definitely did. I started shaving when I was, like, in sixth grade.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But here's the thing I'm proud about. I don't have back hair. And that's, like, I got good chest hair, and I guess my arms are decently muffled up. But I've got a head of hair, obviously.
There you go.
No hairy back.
No hairy back. Hairy ass?
No, not too bad.
Man! Fuck you, man.
What? You got a hairy ass?
And back.
Oh, jeez.
I had none on top. Like, it's barely. And then, people get all the luck. Anyway, wow. I've had a lot of embarrassing stories about myself within this first few minutes of the podcast. How I started masturbating and the fact that I have hair on my ass. Yeah. Way to go, Brad. Women are texting like crazy trying to get me some of this. Jeez.
Wait, so you said, that's in college when you were at a C. Did you ever get caught by a roommate or anything?
Well, let me go back to my mom catching me. She would come in and she caught me one time because my mom did that thing where whenever she would come in my room, she would knock but then not wait for you to say come in. She would just be you would just hear okay, and then like the door would just open, knock knock, door's opening. And you're like, what the? Why fucking knock then?
Right.
What is that? What in 2 seconds is that going to allow me to
do? She's justifying the fact that she can open it by because right. It's like, I knocked. It's like, but you're open, followed so quickly. There was no gap.
Yeah.
There was no waiting for a response. It was just.
Okay. Yeah. I just, sorry. The sound just went
real
off.
Real quick before
back.
We get too far, let's highlight a couple things we're going to talk about on the show today.
Oh, sure.
You had your first massage this weekend. We're going to talk about massages in general.
Yes.
At the mall and at private establishments. We're going to talk about my movie experience. I was in Boston for a month with the beautiful Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about our shows this weekend. You were in Baltimore. I was in San Diego.
Sure. Those are various topics that we'll cover after we give off on our get off. Appropriate.
After we
get off in our masturbation tangents.
This first show back has gotten me so just hard.
Horny? Yeah, exactly. So what happened was is my mom would come in, she would knock, do those two knocks, and then open the door, and she caught me one time up on my mattress, but my pants were still on. Just the fly was undone and I was out. So I literally just had to stay face down. Because I didn't want to get up.
What I wouldn't have paid to see that fucking moment when you just had to stop humping the couch. What were you just like? And then you stopped and you were like,
hey, Mom.
I was looking for change. I lost my change.
No, it wasn't the couch. It was my bed. It was my bed. So she would come in and I would just have to stay perfectly still, belly down. And then she would come in and be talking to me about whatever the hell she needed to talk to me about.
I ran into Carol Kremansky at the grocery store.
Oh, my goodness.
And she said that you are signing up for T-ball again.
That's so great.
That's great.
Yeah, Mom, I'm still within the height requirement. get out, please. Get out. And it's one of those things where she never discussed it with me, but I knew that she knew.
So it's never come up?
No.
You're going to have to.
That's therapy.
Well, you know what? The first. When we do a live podcast show, which we will be doing, by the way.
Yeah.
I think she should be at one of those shows.
She should be the guest.
Fuck yeah. And bring her on stage
and
put this story.
To my mom.
Oh, yes. And that's where you tell her. And then we get her side of the story.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, well, I knew.
Yeah. And what she saw and what she thought.
And, if she knew, why the fuck would she come in and stay talking to me for, extended, it would be
just
2 minute long conversations
with
me just laying on my stomach trying to figure out excuses why I can't get up.
Your mom's a cool lady. She knew what she was doing.
She must have. So that was the first time I got caught masturbating.
First time?
Second time.
Jesus, save that for another podcast, I feel like.
No. This one's good, right. too.
Second one was caught by who?
Second one was caught by my female roommate. And let me explain this. At my condo, I have the garage, which is attached to the condo. So that's always where we would park. I pulled in one day. No cars in the garage. So you think, all right, you're in the clear, right?
Sure.
You're in the clear. And sometimes when you masturbate, you have to treat yourself. Like sometimes just like late at night, just in a corner somewhere, whatever. But then sometimes you're like, let's.
In the corner?
I don't know.
The fuck?
But like sometimes it's like, let's make this. Yeah. But sometimes you're like, let's make this a production. I'm going to light some candles. I'm going to put a movie on. I'm going to like go nuts with this
favorite
shit.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go nuts with it.
Maybe cook a little mac and cheese before.
Exactly. Nothing beats Kraft mac and cheese in the blue box. That's all I'm saying. Okay. Moving on. So I'm
before you corner jerk off in the condo. Jesus Christ. I can't believe we're skating over that so quickly. You're just so casual. When you just got a quickie jerk off in the corner of your condo? No, I don't, man. Nobody does.
Yeah, it's like it's called the Blair Witch, where you're just jerking off, just facing the wall, you know, not doing that. Three people are laughing.
And then you go back and you have a surveillance shot of you doing that you watch later and jerk off to.
Night vision.
You're like, who is that guy in my house? Why is he jerking off in the corner? Is that me? Oh, I think it's me.
Exactly. So I get home. Now my condo is built up, not wide. It's three levels of like two rooms per level.
Sure.
So I go to the middle level, set up the laptop, do a little music playing. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm free, I'm clear, and I just go to town. Let's go. And the laptop's on full volume for the porn. So you're hearing all the, oh, yeah, fuck me, oh, yeah, sure. Hearing all that jazz.
You can hear, like, the sound effects in the background, the guys getting off the bus, being like, oh, I said it was $15,000, man. Hey, I told you I'd bring my pass next week. Oh, come on, man, you can't keep bringing your pass. This might stop. You can hear everything.
Exactly. So so I do that, finish up. I'm like, oh, it was a good sesh. Good jerk off sesh. And then my roommate walks downstairs from the bedrooms that are upstairs.
Wow.
And she just.
Did she say anything on the way down? Like,
just like my mom said.
Thanks for
nothing.
Not doing the corner.
Yeah. Just like my mom, she said nothing.
Wow.
She just walked downstairs, but I knew there was no way that she didn't hear what was going on.
Of course.
And the fact.
Well, I assume you're probably pretty audible when you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a screamer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a screamer. And that's like the only time my voice gets dwarfy.
That's awesome.
Because like right now, I'm like this
now,
is
now
this
I don't
want
to now I don't want to you know be some sort of weird perverted you know podcast co-host and say, hey, what do you sound like when you jerk off, Brad? But what do you sound like when you jerk off, Brad?
Well, I don't know. In order to get the full effect, I'd probably have to start masturbating now, which would
not
probably violate several laws.
Not going to happen. but.
But maybe I kind of go,
and we just lost nine listeners. My God.
I kind of go into Stitch mode from Lilo and Stitch. Like,
sure.
I'm a bit quick about it. Woohoo! Fluffer! Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
All right, I'm cracking up our sound and video guy.
That's
all right,
so
cool.
Great.
Yeah, so those are the two.
By the way,
this
is
going to
be if and when you get on the Tonight Show and Jay Leno's still doing it. This is the story you have to tell.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, Brad, apparently I hear. Somebody told me that when you jerk off, you sound like Lilo and Stitch. Is that true? Lilo and Stitch. Yeah.
Jay.
What did that sound like?
I pull out pictures of your first guest, Amanda Bynes, who's sitting right next to me
Amanda Bynes, sure.
Amanda, thanks for not crashing your car on the way over here. And,
all right.
And then I go into full. I love that you're doing the head. We don't have video. We don't have video right now in the podcast, but Adam's doing the full Jay Leno head jerk.
It never stops bobbling. It never stops bobbling.
Well, yeah, I would just, Jay, I just go into full Lilo and Stitch mode.
Sure.
I just go, I'm just, oh! I just go right to that. That way, an intruder, if they ever break in on me, thinks, wow, I can't interrupt this. Because apparently a gremlin's getting tortured in here.
That's what it sounds like.
A gremlin.
Gizmo.
That's hilarious. You jerk off like a gremlin.
I do. What we were talking about is your, before we run the entire big jerk off.
Yeah, how much time did we just spend on that, by the way?
I think, is this the longest?
Yeah.
Yeah, the longest masturbation tangent of all time.
20 minutes?
20 Jesus minutes on masturbation. Christ. That's good.
It's
well,
probably long enough.
So, you were doing the USC.
The USC show. The USC show.
I brought it back.
Wow.
Yeah, professional.
Yeah, I mean, it was surreal, man, because it's like.
That's where we went to school.
Yeah, man. And my dorm was right there. And just, I don't think I've been back since April, but like really, you know, been back for something of that magnitude where you're like, you know, and you're looking at these kids and remember being at their places and all these incoming freshmen and all the just, I just immediately tapped into those, excuse me, feelings of just like, you know, moving down here and a girlfriend at the time and just right. meeting all these new people and being in LA and school and yeah. just, fuck, man, it's so overwhelming. And like these kids walk around, there are these two girls. I got there early, so I was sitting back near the library and these two girls were walking out and they were like, is this where the comedy show is supposed to be? And they're like, yeah. And then they're like, okay. So they're just sitting down next to me and they were like, just talking. I was just eavesdropping. And they were like, yeah. So they're like, oh my God. So yeah, I heard the comedy show is going to be cool. Yeah, it's cool they're doing something like this. Yeah. They're like, God. So are you excited for school? Yeah. I mean, like, it's crazy because, like, I've had, like, such a long week, but, like, today was, like, such a lazy day. And her friend's like, yeah, I know, but we deserve a lazy day because, like, you deserve it. Like, you've been going so hard. I know, right? Are you going to stay in touch with Brian? And it was
by the
just,
way,
like,
that, by the way, that's the first week of school, that yeah. that Welcome Back Comedy Show. So they've been going hard that first week when
I had to
when
buy you just, my pillowcases.
Yeah, when you just get back to class and the teacher hands you a syllabus, says, read it, get the fuck out.
Right.
Oh, that's such a tough week.
Yeah, no shit.
Such a hard week. Now, but
also,
that,
too, it's just like I could hear in their voice the just the they're just so oblivious and young. Like it's like, man, you are going to be fucking hammered and sloppily, maybe
life.
Sloppily fucking somebody in 2 weeks, yeah. or passed out outside of Spud Nuts, which is a great donut shop.
Down oh yeah, down by
USC.
USC. Yeah, life is gonna donkey punch you very quickly. I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt. But that comedy show, that Welcome Back Comedy Show, it's outdoors.
Yeah, my sophomore year was Bobby Lee and Jay Moore, and then Nelly performed that night.
Bobby Lee and Jay Moore, you saw that show?
Talk about that with them.
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm going on the More Stories podcast.
Talk about that with him. Tell him your buddy was a singer.
Yeah,
because
Bobby talked about it when he did Jay Moore's podcast.
Yeah.
And Bobby said that he only had about 15 minutes of material, and Jay made him do a half an hour because he didn't want to go on when it was still daylight outside.
Totally. No, this was a nighttime show, and it was so much better.
Oh, that's
I remember that shit.
That's cool. Wow.
And the stage is great, you know.
Paths crossed.
It was great, man.
And so like doing the show outdoors was cool?
Outdoor shows, I'd never done one before.
Sorry, some guy was just rubbing his nipples outside of our window.
You know what?
That was James Franco, who actually his real name is James Franco.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, wait, the real James Franco is
Yes, the real James Franco is outside.
Why'd you have to ruin the illusion? Why'd you have to tell him it wasn't the real James Franco? Because the James Franco we have here at the Lovett Studios looks nothing like the real James
no,
Franco.
He Cole, what did I do?
What's going on with the mics?
Did my sound just go out? Is it back?
No, okay. You're back now. You're
I'm back.
Back.
All right, whatever.
Just don't touch the mic.
All right. So, yeah. The outdoor show.
Outdoor shows are good. I don't know. Have you done outdoor shows before?
Yeah. They're weird because stuff just other – you have so many more things you have to deal with.
A lot of elements
stage.
Of distraction. But they kept it very quiet. Like, all the kids were sitting down, very attentive. And the only other outdoor show I did was in San Bernardino. It was when Lovitz was doing all of his specials for Showtime.
Okay.
And Frank actually from here was like, hey, do you want to come do one of the shows out there? And I was like, fuck yeah. And I was like, and he's like, open one of the where we're doing all the specials. And I was thinking, wow, cool. I'll get to do 20 minutes at one of the theaters and open up for all those guys.
Yeah.
And I get there and there's a little side stage where there's like a fair. And it was me and Justine Marino. No, Justine was inside.
Oh, really?
And who was it? I was outside. And she goes, yeah. And she goes, yeah, great. Oh, Nadine Rajabi? You know
yeah.
Her?
Yeah, I know Nadine.
They go,
she's very funny.
Yeah, they go, you're going to perform at this stage. And there was all these kids and people. And there was a cover band on stage, I think, playing some Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I'm standing there. And she goes, oh, yeah. So you're going to go on. This is their last song. And you're going to go on, do 30. And, just be really clean. And I go, wait, what? And I'd just driven like an hour and a half, and it was always kids.
God.
So I get up there, and I immediately just went into all these like fart jokes, and then I was doing like, I just kind of started poking fun at how these kids are gonna have to start covering their ears because I don't have that much clean material.
I love the last minute instructions. People
and then Boone,
the
oh yeah, and then Boone Shaka was in the crowd. Remember, you know Boone Shaka?
The open micer?
Yeah, the homeless open micer.
Homeless open micer in
he
L.A.
He was sitting in the crowd. All of a sudden, I hear him go. He's like,
"Boom!" Boom Shakalaka goes to every open mic night in L.A. and everyone knows him. If you've come up in the L.A. scene in the last 20 years,
he's got jokes.
You know
he's just
him.
Homeless and he's smelly and he's
right.
and he's gay.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I wasn't putting that in the list of, like, he's homeless, he's smelly, he's gay.
Yeah, I was going to say, what order yeah, is that in?
I was just now listing sure. characteristics of
You
Boom
didn't even mention the fact that he's black, but maybe people got that from the fact that his name is Boom Shakalaka.
Boom, yeah. So he's in the crowd, and he goes, well, hello, Adam Ray. Like, just in the middle of the show, where there's, and I go, oh, fuck. I go, Boone. I go, what the hell? What are you doing out here? And he goes, I came out to see the show. And I was like, well, now you're going to come up on stage so I can talk to you. So I bring him up, and he starts telling some jokes. Mm-hmm. One of his main jokes is, what's 10 inches and what? Not a damn thing.
That's a great joke.
He did that joke. And then
it's a great one-liner.
And then he did he has a joke about Harriet Tubman. I can't remember the joke, but I just remember the punchline is, Harriet Tubman. And that's funny enough.
That's
God, you know what? I took video of him at the Ha Ha on my phone once, and if I had it right now, I would play it.
Oh, that's great.
And that would have been
Boom
incredible.
Boom Shakalaka, legendary open micer. Well, cool, man. Yeah, outdoor shows are trippy, but I'm chomping at the bit to get to the reason why you were gone for so long.
Sure.
Is the fact that you were busy becoming a bigger star than I'll ever be.
That's not
so
true.
This is going to be great because – literally, you guys who are listening to the podcast now, you understand. You're getting on the ground floor. This guy over here is about to blow up. Because sometimes comics say, hey, check me out in this movie. It's a big-time movie with big-time stars or whatever. And then you literally see him, the comic.
Bring a piece of bread.
Yeah, bring a piece of bread, give a deli number, he's the valet. He tosses the keys to a guy.
He gives a reaction, maybe.
Yeah, I don't want to mention names, but there was a few people in some of the Spider-Man movies that were just like, I'm in the Spider-Man movie, and then you see him, and it's just like, it's just a camera glance.
Well, you know what?
But you're in this movie.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's the thing, man. There's so many fucking things being made, and so many, and now less money, and more people above where we're at are just getting the opportunities because of even for those small parts and a lot of, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just fucking competitive.
Now,
but I somehow
what's the movie called or the working title?
No, it's called The Heat now.
Okay, it's called The
Heat.
The Heat.
Directed by Paul Feig, who directed Bridesmaids, created Freaks and Geeks. He's directed 30 Rock, Arrested Development.
Nice.
And then who
does it co-star?
Co-star Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
America's
you're in a movie with America's sweetheart, dude. With lines. You have lines in this thing.
I have five scenes, man. I'm one of the bad guys.
You're one of the bad guys?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm like a drug lord. I'm a douchey club owner and part of this drug lord. My main boss is Michael McDonald from Mad TV.
Yeah.
And then Michael Rapaport is also in our gang.
Michael Rapaport. There you
True
go.
Romance. I mean, mm-hmm. fucking every cop show on the planet.
Yeah, sure.
And so Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids and Three More Girls and Mike and Molly, she's kind of a brass, kind of like dude, like Boston PD cop, and then Sandra is a FBI agent, and they get matched up to bust us. And so the mm-hmm. dynamic of them being with the very Harvard grad, straight edge, I don't fuck around, and Melissa McCarthy, who's, you know, gets pissed off
so
if you don't
funny.
Know how to properly fist pound.
So funny, that woman.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, dude, it was just, I mean... It was surreal because it was like, you know, it's taken 11 years, came out here to do that, and it finally, like, it took that long to finally get to do that and have lines and being able to improv, and the guy would let us fuck around a lot, and they were so cool. I got really chummy with Melissa and Sandra off camera, so which that just helps on camera so much.
Absolutely.
Feel some rapport and you feel comfortable. And,
yeah, do you guys get to hang out, like, other than just shooting the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, you have all day where you're sitting there in your chairs and mm-hmm. you're like, all right, I can either keep my mouth shut and kind of not
get
to know these people.
Now, were you nervous at all? Like, no,
oh, yeah.
Like just let's, you know, camera stop rolling. You got some downtime in between.
Oh, yeah. First,
you're sitting here with Sandra Bullock, one of the top five bankable movie stars in our country right now.
I mean, that first day I got there, I was like, you know, and I got my trailer's there, and I'm on the call sheet, and I'm like number 7 on the call sheet, and they're driving me places. First of all, they pick me up from my house and take me to and from, you know, with a fucking.
And you were shooting in Boston, right?
Yeah. And flying first class, just, you know, just like cool shit like that where you're like, all right, this is legit. And then get out there and I start meeting people, and I'm just like, oh, fuck. And not that I didn't like trust that I should be there, but just, you know, you. It's all
well, it's
so
your first
new,
real
so
big time,
like,
yeah.
So even though I've done so many sketches and a handful of TV stuff and being on stage so much, so like being just comfortable, but you know, man, it just shit happens when it's supposed to happen. And once I did my first little like scene, and they were so sweet when I met them, but the first scene is them creeping around this corner, speaking to my boss, and I come up behind them with guns, and they're like, you know, we should probably call for backup, and I, you know, click guns right behind their heads, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm like, backup's here, bitches.
And, I want to see it already.
And then, yeah. And then they turn around and I'm like, yeah, put down your fucking guns. And then, this is supposed to be like after the club, and Sanders like, oh, I never got your number from the club that they try to bug my phone at. Mm-hmm. They come to the club that I own and dancing on the floor. There's this big scene with me and all these hot girls, and they're trying to rip the girls off me on the dance floor. Yeah, man. So after I got a couple laughs from doing some improv with them, then I felt comfortable enough to be like, all right, I'm supposed to be here. And it's,
sure. You know, and then I actually saw some online article that that Sandra Bullock actually came out and watched you do stand-up in Boston.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, the Boston Globe wrote that.
You in the Boston? That's good, because I'm reading the article, and it's just, yeah, A-list star, you know, Sandra Bullock went out to see her co-star, Adam Ray.
Yeah.
And I'm like, That's Adam. That's our Adam. That's our Jew.
Right.
That's our Jew. It's just so nice to see a Jew finally succeed in Hollywood, man.
You know,
it's about damn time.
We've paid our dues. We've paid our dues.
That's so cool, dude.
Yeah. I just was like, and they were talking. It's more you talk and them about stand up and like, oh, cool, and blah blah blah, and this and that. And she went, you know, because she helped launch George Lopez. She
right.
Saw him at the Ice House
and then produced his show, the George Lopez show.
Yep. And so she was like, and she wanted to get out, and I was like, yeah, but don't sweat it. And then we finished one night, kind of early, like 8, and mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going on like 9:30, and they rushed over, her and some friends from the set, and went on afterwards, and it was cool because. By that time, too, I'd just gotten chummy enough to where I was still like, okay, fucking Sandra Bullock's going to come see me do stand-up. I'm like, there's probably going to be a little bit of commotion. And then, like, it was a little room. Like, maybe it holds, like, 70 people. I held some seats in the back. And
So even though she's in the back, people know she's there.
Totally. And people were looking around. And then the waitress comes up, and she, you know, tries to be cool after a while. Then she's like, oh, my God, I just love you so much.
Speed is the greatest movie of all time.
Oh, yeah. And she's so good with that shit. You know, she's so cool to people. But. And that was funny, too, just sitting there, and then I go up, and I come back, and then we walk out, and just, like, you forget, like, that the novelty of who she is, just because mm-hmm. she's so fucking cool, kind of went away pretty quick to where I was
right.
Just like, all right, yeah, you're just a person, and you're funny, and you happen to have done a lot of pretty cool movies, and you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And people want to know where you are all the time with...
Did you ever run into stuff like that going around? Was paparazzi on set? Like,
No, I mean, they're always, I guess... She was telling me that the restaurant or place tips the paparazzi off, which a lot of them will do out here because mm-hmm. they fucking get paid and
they want the publicity for the restaurants.
It's shitty. So that kind of keeps her from going out a lot. But in Boston, it wasn't too bad. I mean, I would see pictures online from people taking like her walking to her trailer. So I think they are. She was telling me too that a lot of these paparazzi are like gangbangers now.
What?
Just because like they'll climb fences and shit and like.
So they need people to climb fences, so they hire Mexican gangbangers? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think so.
They were no, we're going to go over the fence and get Sandra.
Hey, Eduardo got a nice Polaroid of Lance Bass eating at Earth Cafe.
Earth Cafe, the name of his vegan boyfriend.
Earth Cafe.
Yeah, buddy. But that's really cool, man. And now, like, you guys don't know. I mean, like, Adam and I went to school together. Been on the road doing stuff like that, and now when my buddy Adam Ray calls me up and says, "Hey, hold on, I can't call you right now. I'm texting with Sandra Bullock." You're like, "Fuck you, dude!" But at the same time, you're happy as hell, and that's
yeah, man. I mean,
I'm so looking forward to this.
It is you chalk it up as one dope experience, and you know, and back to the grind, man, because it's like you want to try to capitalize on the momentum and any sort of heat.
Here's how you capitalize. You date Sandra Bullock.
No, I can't.
Come on, man.
Can't do it.
Make
man.
It happen, brother.
She doesn't want this.
Hey, why not? She's what, 48? 47?
She looks good.
She looks great looking, 47,
yeah.
48.
Yeah.
You just turned 30?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Be a kept man. Go for it. She'll let you out every now and then. Let you out of the house.
Right.
I'm just doing this because I want the podcast to get famous.
I
That's
know, right?
It.
I know. Well, yeah. Fuck, man.
At least release a sex tape. Do us that. Do us all that.
How do you
favor.
Know I don't have one out there already?
I knew some stuff happened.
How do you know?
You are too damn charming, Adam Ray.
How do you know there's no surveillance tape of me jerking off in the corner of your condo?
Sandra Bullock. I want that, dude. That's great. Oh.
There are certain, yeah. So anyway, man, it'll come out but that's like what you were saying too. Like, it was a dick tease too, man, because it's like even having as being an integral part as I was, it's like I still wanted just being on, and that you become just so chummy with the whole crew, especially in the comedy, just everybody becomes mm-hmm. so, you know, close and so, you know, when you leave, it's a little withdrawal, but
sure.
I'm just glad my part is instrumental as it is, like, can't get cut out, you know? And so
good.
There will be when we say go see it. You're not going to just go. It won't be like my Two Broke Girls appearance where it was one fucking line. And I think it was a two-part episode I didn't know about. So I had so many people being like, yeah, man, I watched 2 hours of Two Broke Girls so I could see you say one line at the fucking end of the show. Thanks a lot. Sincerely, not your friend anymore.
Right, right, exactly.
Good night, folks.
So, yeah, and that's also important. What you say is your part's big enough to where you can't get cut out of it.
Yeah, and here's the thing,
because that happens. I don't know if you guys know who Brody Stevens is. Brody Stevens, great comic. He's out here in L.A. Has a great web series on HBO right now called
yes.
Enjoy It.
Enjoy It. Positive energy.
Positive energy, everyone.
206-818.
Till I die.
Till I die. I've done table reads on this lot.
Brody starts almost every show with, I was in The Hangover 1. Hangover 2.
Due date.
Due date. Cut out of funny people.
Yeah.
Because he was. He was cut out of funny people. Yeah. So I just don't want you to be that guy that goes, well, no, I was in. I promise.
Sure.
I was in the movie.
Dude, I had a good girlfriend was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall. She did this great scene in mm-hmm. Hawaii for 2 weeks. Got out, man, the whole scene.
Wow.
But that's the thing. It's like I'm too much of a, again, like, too much of the plot rest on it. And the scenes good. We did. And as we were doing it, too, man, there's so much funny shit. Like, not even my stuff, but moment for moment, man, there's so much funny stuff in the movie. I can't see how it's not going to be awesome. But then again, you just don't know. Like,
and then I heard a rumor
yeah.
that you even got to do a little. I heard you got to get a little motorboat action in on Miss Bullock.
I mean, during the dance scene, my face may have been shoved into some boobs. I'm not going to say who at this point in time. But
Yes, sir.
There were a lot of. Hey, man, that was one. I own this nightclub. So in that scene, it was like I'm dancing on five hot girls are dancing on me.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that was a tough little thing to talk. I mean, shit, man. Like.
Because not just hot girls, movie hot girls.
Yeah, and you know, hey, man, I'm a dude, and if somebody's going to rub their hot ass on me, you know, guess what? I'm probably going to –
You have the reaction.
Probably going to have a reaction. It still
right.
works. I'm not taking pills yet. best thing, too, like, because then all of a sudden I was like kind of like half dancing with these girls, and then mm-hmm. one of them would kind of like, – and I was like, yeah, well, fuck it, I got to really like dance with these girls. So
right,
I really
right,
would
right.
kind of like be grinding with them, and then I was like, oh, shit.
Well, because I forget what movie star it was. It might have been either Cary Grant or Humphrey Bogart, but he was doing a scene. Like,
always had a problem getting boned
on a he was doing like a scene on a beach with a female, and he looked at the co-star. I'll have to look up this quote, but he said just before we start the scene, if I get an erection, I apologize, and if I don't get an erection, I apologize, and like. That's a good line.
Yeah, that's a great line.
It's a good line. Well, speaking of erections that you're not entirely thinking about and trying not to get one, I got a massage.
Great segue.
Yeah, right? Professional! Got my first ever massage yesterday. It was
a big deal.
I hear enough people talk about it, and I just
well,
feel
yeah,
like,
obviously,
like, I got to go do it.
That is as crazy to me as, I mean... Like your first massage?
Yeah.
You're 27, 28?
28. Never did it before. I don't know if I've just have body issues. I don't know if I didn't want some stranger touching me.
Well,
I do,
yeah, that's probably it. What was your idea of a massage before you went into it?
But before I went into it, I just what you hear from movies where or from porns where like you go in for a massage, an Asian girl comes in, rubs some lotion on you and then goes, huh, you are very hot, and then fucks you. That's what I thought happened.
Wow.
that was like my thing. And yeah, I went and got a Thai massage done by a Thai lady, and you could tell that when she saw me.
What was her name? Whoa, that's an interesting name.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're naming kids nowadays in Thailand. But you could tell that when she looked at me, she thought two things. Either, like, first she thought, okay, am I going to kill this guy? Because
I'm tiny.
Sure.
And like,
yeah, because they get into it. Like,
yeah,
knees,
and she would start bending
elbows.
Me and like putting knees on me and stuff. And then like she kept going, oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. You know, go for it. But then once I gave her the all clear, she turned into a fucking acrobat.
Crouching
like
tiger,
she was like,
dragon.
They actually have a pole above the massage table that's going horizontal, not vertical. Horizontal, and she was like holding on to the pole and like doing her
me?
Feet on my back and like doing like a little river dance. Like,
whoa,
yeah, It was crazy. Like, all I needed was, like...
I just want that picture on my desktop screensaver, by the way. A Thai masseuse river dancing on a midget's back.
All I needed was some doves, and it would turn into a John Woo movie. I mean, it was just...
That was probably a beautiful shot.
Yeah, it was just right there. But the whole time, you're just thinking, all right, don't get a boner, don't get a boner, don't get a boner, don't get a boner. And I'm not going to lie, my girl, she was cute. And then she did this one move where she brought my knees towards my chest, and I'm flexible. Like, the whole dwarf can kick yourself in the head thing, I can do that.
Yeah.
So when I'm sitting down, like, I put my head down, and it goes right on my toes. So I was. She had me like that, but in order to do it, she had to push herself up against me. So I was literally motorboating her. Like, she's, like, stretching me out, and her tits, and she's Thai. Thank you, Thai women. You have tits. I don't know. It's the Spanish influence. Something happened there. But so then I was literally just pressed right in there, and it was just like, oh, don't get a boner. The two thoughts were, don't get a boner, and B, don't fart, because man, do you start relaxing. And when you start relaxing, that's when shit escapes. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, they fart a lot.
Do they?
Yeah, they're farting the entire time. You just can't ever hear them.
Is it all that, like, peanuts? The Thai what? Flavored peanuts? I don't know. I don't know. You eat a Thai salad, they got peanuts and everything.
For sure.
Yeah. But it was thoroughly enjoyable. I'm going to definitely go back. There was no happy ending.
No happy ending? You know what? No, let me tell you something. That's bullshit.
I thought we could go through one podcast without interrupting Tony Danza. I didn't even know you were here, Tony.
I'm back.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. No happy ending. Brad, what kind of a masseuse parlor are you going to that is not advertising a little, hey, how you doing down there?
Well, Tony, I don't know how to bring it up.
Bring it up? You turn over, uh-huh. Right, and you let your dick do the talking, all right? You turn over and you go, hey, look at that. That probably looks like it'd be fun to touch. Now, you don't say that, Brad, but you say that with your face by just kind of doing like a, huh? And then she looks at you and she goes, I'm sorry, I don't know what you, and you go, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And then at that point, if she's not doing it, then you just grab her hand and you start just kind of making it happen.
Grab her hand and just forcefully.
Not forcefully,
get like
Brad.
A kung fu grip going.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Here's one thing I like to do, too. I like to say, hey, do you mind if I use some of your lotion for a minute and show you how I would do it? And then I grab the lotion, and I just start going to town on myself right there. That way, she's not uncomfortable because it's happening. It's happening. Oh, I'm going for it. And she's in the room. I don't let her leave. I got the lock. I put the lock. I take the key. I put the key up my butt, Brad. And I say, hey, you want to get out of here? That hand's got to go up my ass. So at this point, I'm jerking myself off. She's standing there trying to unlock the door, right? I'm saying, hey, by the way, I'm charging you now for this, showing you how it's done.
And then you make money.
And then I make money.
Perfect. That's good.
But anyway, you know, that's neither here nor there. I got a new show coming out next week at the Black Box Theater on Santa Monica Boulevard called Hey, You Know What to Do. It's a one act about my massage experiences. And Brad, I'd love to have you as a guest if you'd ever want to come down.
Tony, I'd be honored. I'd be honored to be in the audience.
All right, I got to get out of here. See you later.
Right. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for interrupting. Fear the mind. Now, right before we went on air, we were talking about the whole massage thing, and you said the last massage you got was from a dude?
Yeah. Whoa, don't say that with such a big question mark. Well, here's the thing.
They let me choose. They didn't let you choose?
All my clothes are on. If I'm ever going to get a massage by a man, I'm going to have my clothes on. That's
yeah, because I was buck naked in that massage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just ready.
You got to be.
All this, hanging
well, also,
out
there. Also, I was outdoors at an outdoors mall at a little kiosk.
Oh.
Another reason I'm going to keep my clothes on.
Okay. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah, the sexual like, orientation had nothing to do.
The little things that like they get you like in between flights, but it was at a mall.
They
okay.
the mall. Okay. San Diego, okay. And I'm walking by, and the guy goes, hey, and immediately just puts his hand on my back and starts squeezing. Like, it was like a walk-by fucking grab squeeze, and
well,
I was like, whoa, and I go.
He's a drug dealer. He was giving me that first hit for free. Like, totally. Hey, man, this is the kind of shit exactly. I can do to you. Bam!
Yep.
Claw!
And I was fucking, he got me. So then he goes, sit down, hey, 30 minutes for 20. And I was like, I don't know what you said, but I'll definitely get what you just, well, yeah, let's do this. So I sit down, and he brings in fucking four. Chinese store with these just gorilla hands.
Wait, he's so got, like he was tiny and then he left and then
yeah,
sumo came in?
Yep. And I sit down, I immediately look at him and he was just like, he goes, yeah, he goes, ready? And I was like, ready? What are we fucking about to play Mortal Kombat? Like he was just, and I sat down and man, like, I was telling you this before we started, 7 or 8 times during the massage, I pulled my head up from that little thing that your head's in, mm-hmm. and I said, what the fuck, man? Too hard. You should mm-hmm. never say that. You shouldn't have to pull yourself up. And he was just like, oh, too much? I was like, yeah, dude, like, you're shoving, like, you.
Well, when you weigh 240 pounds and you're putting all your weight into it.
There's something like, you know, people say, oh, it hurts so good, or it, like, it, sometimes no pain, no gain.
I never got that for massages.
No, man, you want it to feel good. And he was just, and cracking everything that probably wasn't supposed to crack. And then I stood up and he was like, 10 minutes more? I go, dude, no way. And there's like people, and I could hear people next to me being like, ow, ow.
So their whole thing was beat up the customer.
Totally.
Then you don't have to worry about anything happening again.
It was, you know, it's funny. I had one of those massages in Montana with my buddy Amir K, and we were out there doing Lucas Seeley's room, and I'm getting the massage, and there's a break in the, he was on my back and then on my neck, and then all of a sudden he just kind of, his hands come away, and I was like, I was going to go to get more lotion on his hands. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I didn't know, but Amir had stepped in. To basically, he told the guy to, hey, hold on a second. So all of a sudden, there's a break in the hands, and then all of a sudden, he'd feel the hands down on my legs. I'm like, oh, he's working the legs. All right. Yeah, again, my face is down that thing. Then all of a sudden, he starts going to the inside of my thighs. And I'm like, okay, still not totally close. I guess this is okay. Then he starts coming up here, and he starts grabbing my tits, and then he's just fucking squeezing there. And then his hand goes from chest straight down, and I go in the middle of the mall, I go, what the fuck, man? And the man, I stand up. And the masseuse is standing off to the side, yeah. laughing his ass off. Oh, little Japanese hilarious. Man, and Amir's cracking up in the middle of the mall, and people have been watching at this point. Dude, and I laughed so hard because it was just like I thought about how it was so seamless.
It's not gay if it's a good prank. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's all I'm gonna
the
say.
Transition from like the masseuse to Amir. Oh god, it was unbelievable.
That reminds me of the sexual move, the abracadabra.
What?
Yes, the abracadabra. Not
familiar.
Not to be confused with the angry pirate, or the Superman that ho, or Spider-Man that ho. But the abracadabra is where you're having sex with a girl doggy style, and then she's facing a big window, and you kind of take a little break. But when you do, your friend who is hiding in the closet or something, he comes out and he starts fucking her doggy style, and you Jesus, sneak man. Out the back room. You walk to the front window where she's facing and just wave at her and go, abracadabra!
Jesus.
That's that move right
there. Who's going to all that effort to have a friend hide in the closet?
You've never done it?
No. It's quite,
I've been talking about these sometimes in my act, as I just throw out these random terms and just see if people know what I'm talking about. I mean,
sure.
There's always
a few crazies that know exactly what you're talking about.
I got
about.
Inspired by the Soulja Boy song when he said Superman that ho, because I was like, I don't know what Superman that ho is. I'm a white boy.
I'm assuming that means making her sit down and watch all 9 Superman movies.
Even the Richard Donner cut.
Yeah.
Exactly. Superman that ho. You're having sex with a girl doggy style in the bed. Pull out. Finish on the back. You take the bed sheet and you throw it on her back, so when your stuff dries, it sticks. And when she stands up, she has a cape.
Who comes up with this shit?
Now, Spider-Man that hoe.
God. Let's go through every Marvel character. What's hulking that hoe? Just beating the shit out of her?
Hulk smash! Oh, Hulk God. Smash!
Oh, that's domestic abuse, Hulk.
The hulking that hoe is when you put on one of those green Hulk hands and just... punch her right in the face.
That's not
and
cool.
Go Hulk smash.
That is not
That's
cool.
not cool. That's not a good joke.
What's
anyway, Thoring that hoe is when you fuck her so hard she's Thor in the morning. Thank you! Oh! Thank you!
The first
professional
the first,
comedian.
The first Thor joke made on the About Last about last Night podcast.
I think so.
What else?
Aquamanning that hoe is when you're just fucking a dude.
Oh, I was going to say you do it underwater, but hey, you know what? Clearly, we were on different pages.
Because Aquaman's clearly a little... You've got the motion in the ocean.
Now, speaking of... in the theme of... That was funny. That just took me a couple of seconds to hear.
No problem, man. No problem.
Speaking, this has been a very sexually driven show, and that's fine.
It was.
Because not all the shows have been that way.
No.
So we got to have a couple that push the envelope a little bit.
Absolutely.
We got 5 minutes left, and I'd like to talk about something real quick, and okay. I'd like to get your opinion on this.
Sure.
My nieces are 3. They're adorable. They're the loves of my life.
All right. we're going from Spider-Maning that hoe to your 5-year-old nieces.
Brad, just follow me. Stick with me on this.
Okay.
You're my buddy. You're
all
my
right.
co-host.
All right.
My comedic comrade.
All right.
So they're really into Barbies right now, right?
Okay.
3 years old. Big into Barbies. You remember when you were playing with Barbies?
So yeah.
So they're playing with Barbies. And I was home with them in Seattle not too long ago. And also my niece goes, Adam, Uncle Adam, Barbie's got a boo-boo. We do this thing, right? You kiss the boo-boo, you make it feel better immediately. That's what happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go, where's the boo-boo, Brookie? She spreads open Barbie's legs, holds her right up to my face, the crotch, and holds it up to my face and goes, right there. And I go, what? And then I'm like, all right, well, now I'm in this fucking difficult situation of not wanting to disappoint my 3-year-old niece and not make her favorite toy feel better. But, hey, I also don't want to eat out a toy in front of a 3-year-old. So you can see my predicament. But then I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to step up. I'm going to make the toy feel better. I go, Brookie, no problem. I'll make her feel better. But, you know, you might want to leave the room. I don't know what kind of a week Barbie's had. This could take between 7 minutes and an hour and a half, depending on what kind of shit she's been dealing with. And my niece was like, hey, Uncle Adam, I said just kiss it. And I go, yeah, like I'm going to listen to a 3-year-old on how to eat pussy. So my question is, Brad, do you want kids? Do you want kids? No, my question is, what do you, like, how do you avoid, because almost in a point there, I feel like, well, they're only 3, so I'm not, there's no, like, room here for any sort of, like, hey, this is what this is, like, you
right.
know. But
so how do you? How,
but
how
I felt
do
very
that?
I felt very weird because I kissed her boo boo and she watched me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and I felt very.
That's the
violating
another point, much like the massage, where you're like, don't get an erection, don't get an erection, don't get an erection.
Jesus, don't get an erection when you're kissing a Barbie's vagina.
And I mean, and the Barbie thing, you're used to that because you know it's shaped.
Totally.
So you're good.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Those Barbies, the upkeep. You know what's funny, too? And kids really do say the darndest things. At one point, I go, she goes, Barbie went poo-poo. And I mm-hmm. go, oh, and by the way, first of all, I was like, well, is this before or after I went down? Because I went, you know, can we just make sure?
Yeah, I know. I've got to go get some shots. Maybe get some hepatitis thing going on. Okay.
So
all
she right, goes, right. Barbie went poo-poo. And I go, well, what did she eat? And she goes, poo-poo. And I go, well, that fucking makes sense.
Well, I didn't know.
Surprised she got it down.
I didn't know Barbie was made in Germany.
German women eat, or maybe, you know what? Wow, maybe somebody should do a Barbie 2 girls, 1 cup. And by somebody, I mean me. Oh, my God. Yo, that's actually, like, that's a sick fucking idea. But, oh, my God. That's one of those weird things that could get millions of hits.
You know what? Barbie's been a doctor. She's been a veterinarian.
Holy shit.
She's
oh my God, dude.
She's been everything.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I'm doing it. And I'm going to say it. I'm doing it on this podcast right now.
Okay.
It's going to be, oh wow. That's just, wow. Actually, maybe that's too gross.
No. No.
But
now
you have,
you've advertised
but you have,
it.
You have the toys walk in. So I have the Barbie walk in.
Yeah.
And you just do the voices for them. So you have them walk in and then you shoot it like a little movie thing and they walk in. I mean, you audition for the film and you have a shot of the Barbie. It's one of those things where you shoot the toys. Or the you know, and the things they don't move, you
right,
know,
right.
And they, but you just hear the voices.
Okay, okay, yeah.
And then she comes into audition, and you get to see how Two Girls, One Cup went down, reenacted by Barbies.
Oh man, can the director sound like either Jay Leno or Tony
Danza
or
something? Now what I want you to do here, I want you to take your shit off, right? And I want you guys to kiss each other a little bit. Then I want you to take your pants off and stop defecating on her face. Then after that, I want you to start eating the poop. Then I want you to throw up the poop on her face. Eat the poop on her face. Put that back in your mouth. Puke up the poop. And then I'll fake cut and we'll do another take. We got 1 minute?
You know what? Once you make this video, where can they find that video?
You know what? All my videos are at AdamRayTV.com. You can find me on Twitter at AdamRayComedy. I will be at the Brea Improv next, the September 13th through the 16th. I will be headlining the Lake Tahoe Improv November 7th through the 11th.
Great.
I will be in Anchorage, Alaska at Charlie Nick Kootnitz You know what? Look on my website. But there's a club in Alaska. I'll be there September 25th through the 30th.
Cool. Alaska, man, have fun.
Yeah, and then I will be, up in Los Angeles all the time. Laugh Factory, Improv, Comedy Store, every night.
Good stuff. That's your stuff. BradWilliamsComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. I got shows coming up in Indianapolis at Crackers, going to Joker's in Richland, Washington.
Nice. Have you done that yet?
Yeah.
Great, right?
Triple One. Yeah. It's my the whole Tri-Cities area. It's good. And, all tour dates from BradWilliamsComedy.com. And once again, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for continuing to be About Last Night fans.
We got a lot of great shows coming up. I mean,
we do.
Let's go through some of the guests we're going to coming through here. We're going to have Dennis Haskins, Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. We got Chris D'Elia coming up. We got Adam Devine from Workaholics.
Yeah.
Brody Stevens. It's about to get really crazy.
Barack Obama. He is confirmed.
Michael Douglas.
Same time.
Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, exactly.
And two of the kids from Hanson.
Thank you guys for supporting us. This has been the About Last Night podcast. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.